Most of the Midwest will experience relatively good weather again today for harvest progress, but the northwestern and west central parts of the Corn Belt will likely endure a new storm system, and it will bring rain and a little bit of an increase in wind across some areas as well. The precipitation is going to be focused on the area from Nebraska and southeastern South Dakota into Wisconsin over the next 24 to 30 hours, and the event will likely produce some healthy amounts of rainfall in a few locations. Some areas will pick up on 1.5 to 1.5 inches. There could be even more than 2.5 inches in a couple of spots. The precipitation will again be most significant from Nebraska to Wisconsin. The rest of the Midwest today will likely stay dry, and it will be a warm day. We expect to see the temperatures above average in most of the region. At the afternoon, temperatures peaking out mostly in the 50s and 60s across a big part of the region. There will be a potential for a couple of temperatures perhaps getting up close to 70 degrees in a few areas off into the south part of the western Corn Belt, mostly Missouri and parts of Kansas, but maybe in a few spots in southern Illinois as well. Now, tomorrow, we'll see this cool front that's associated with the storm and the northwestern Corn Belt racing across the region. We'll see cooler air expand also across the area. Most highs tomorrow will be in the 50s and lower 60s. There may be 40-degree readings across the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt. And as we move out another day into the future here, we're going to expect to see the afternoon temperatures cooling additionally, with highs on Friday only in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest. The cool air will slowly abate from the region, at least somewhat. We'll look for the high temperatures over the weekend coming up, running mostly in the 50s, with a few temperatures in the upper 40s still on Saturday. With the lowest temperatures at night, expected to run mostly in the 20s and 30s in the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt. Over a big part of the coming week, we'll see temperatures tomorrow morning in the eastern parts of the belt in the 40s and 50s, but it will cool down into the 30s as we get into Friday morning, and over the weekend we'll see some lows in the upper 20s and 30s. Now, precipitation prospects are not all that impressive in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, but there's a fair chance that we will encounter some precipitation from the same storm system that will be impacting the northwestern Corn Belt here today. The majority of the precipitation will come with a cool front that will arc across the Midwest and move so in a very quick manner. We'll expect to see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch, coming with much of the precipitation. A few strong thunderstorms are possible, and they might produce some locally heavier rainfall, but we certainly don't expect it to be widespread, substantial rains. There will be some disruption to farming activity, though, and a lot of this will occur as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. A little later this week, we'll see some additional reinforcing shots of cool air coming into the Corn Belt, and that may set off on some showers in the Great Lakes region Friday and Saturday, but most areas in the lower Midwest will stay dry. The next storm system of size will begin to evolve next week, and it may come in two waves. The first will occur Sunday and Monday, the second one occurring Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe lingering into Thursday, and that is probably the largest storm system that we'll have to deal with for a while. There's a fair chance that we'll see widespread generalized rain, and some of it may be moderate to locally heavy. The storm system will be followed by a punch of cooler air and perhaps a little snow in the upper Midwest, but otherwise we'll see mostly rain out of this particular event. And then we'll look for another short-term period of drier biased conditions coming in that will finish out the week next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.